Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am on fire tonight. I'm really burning up because, I mean, there are nights I lay awake thinking about all of this. I can't get to sleep. I have trouble sleeping when I think of what this nation has become and how we are living in a post-Christian, anti-Christian America. And the scripture comes to mind all the time where it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood armies, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Right from the top on down, from Dick Cheney, George Bush, Donnie Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, the whole cabinet, the whole crew, right down from your Congress, your Supreme Court, right down to your local county and city level. There's a rot, there's a stench in this country from top to bottom, and God looks down upon it. He looks down upon this nation in absolute angst, anger. And you know what? One of these days, his anger is going to explode across this land like never before. I know one thing. If I were God, this country and this world would have been gone long ago. But I don't have his wisdom. I don't have his patience. But ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it. We are witnessing the destruction of this Christian nation, the dismantling of it, piece by piece, each and every day. And God help the judge. God help the official of the government. God help the bureaucrat, the governor, the senator, the congressman, the mayor, who aids and abets in this destruction, because you are going to lose far more than your pension come Judgment Day. That's my commentary, Rick Stanley.
Well, I agree with you, and I've got to tell you, this government that we have right now that has overthrown our country is satanic. There's no doubt about it.
It is, absolutely.
And these people in government, the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Rices, they're basically puppets. People need to understand that they are not the top of the heap.
No,
they are puppets of Satan.
They are
the international bankers of the Federal Reserve Corporation are at the top of the heap, and of course their master is Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And these people who control our money supply, literally control and own everything that's going on in this country, all the major corporations, the media, everything, the government, is all controlled by the international bankers of the Federal Reserve Corporation, and they are the minions of Satan.
And remember one thing, Richard, that is that these nations that we are occupying now and at war with, the Muslim Mohammedan nations, do not accept the Federal Reserve System. They reject it entirely.
I got to tell you something. 10 years ago, there were seven countries. There were seven countries that were on the terrorist list. You know who those countries were?
Oh, I can imagine. Go ahead, tell us.
Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Syria. Cuba. North Korea.
And Iran.
And Iran. Now, the reason that those seven countries are on that terrorist list is for one purpose only, because all of them had their own individual money systems. That's
yes,
the real
purpose. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's the real purpose behind us going after all of these countries.
You bet your life. It's been the
crime,
real reason,
folks.
For years, for centuries.
Yep.
All right, we'll be back. Margie from Alabama, stay where you are. We'll take your call next. And others, jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And we will be back in about 3 minutes from now. Stay where you are.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yep. Yes. Hello, fellow Eloi. How are you? You little serfs, you. How do you like being a slave to the Morlocks that are in control? Those evil denizens of darkness. I don't. I know you don't. We're praying, and we're doing more than praying. Time is coming when you'll be tested. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and Rick Stanley, there's somebody listening to me right now. I know there is. I can see that individual, more than one. And he is a government agent, and he's torn. Right now he's going through a tremendous, tremendous torment in his conscience. He's working for the government. He's listening to this program. He's supposed to be listening to something so he can keep records and keep us under his watchful eye. But you know what? He's got a little tinge of conscience.
Not much.
He's got a little.
Yeah,
he
not
knows.
Much.
He knows. And I'm placating that person. Come out of your shell. Contact us. Call us. Call us on the program. Give up everything you think you've had. Be free. Be free. Don't be part of the system. Don't sear your conscience with a hot iron, or you know where you'll wind up. Call us. Toll free. 800-313-9443. I dare you to, for your sake, for your children and your grandchildren.
Then they would be like Joe Bannister, and
yes,
they would be attacked as well.
Joe Bannister, that's another story we'll get into in a little while, because you've been doing quite a series on him, and we'll talk about that. But
he's,
yes,
he's
there
a good
are,
friend of mine.
Rick, there are some people who God is speaking to right now who are still in this government, top to bottom, federal, state, local, who know they're doing wrong, who truly and honestly might be listening right now, who know that we are not going to continue to live like this in this country. We cannot go on like this. We are going to be in big, big, big trouble very soon. Now is the time to serve your God, your family, and your country, and come out of the closet and speak out.
Rick, I've got to tell you and your listening audience, 5 years ago, my wife and I had talked about, I was pretty well off. I was 45 years old. My wife and I talked about retiring, selling out, and moving out of this country because we knew what was coming. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? We can't. We can't. We have to stay here and we have to fight these people.
I know.
And we made the conscious decision to fight them, and we've endangered everything, you know, everything that we've built up all these years has been knocked down pretty good. I'm still out here fighting them, and I'm still very defiant. And I got to tell you something. If I could throw that all away, basically, and that's what it is, it's throwing that away. Why can't these police officers and judges and IRS agents and people who work in the government and legislators, why can't they throw that away themselves? Why can't they throw away the evil and the wrong that they're doing against Americans? Because, to be quite honest, it's wrong.
Well,
how can they do this every day and live with themselves?
You know, there are tax collectors out there. There are CIA, FBI, others who listen, who know they're doing wrong, and some of them truly hate it. Now is the time to break and come clean before it's too late. Let me tell you, Rick, there are people who listen to these programs, these networks, who might very well have been on 9/11, who perpetrated that atrocity on Americans, claiming that Osama bin Laden and the Saudis and others had something to do with it. They know who they are. They know what was done on that day. Come clean. Bring Bush down. Bring down this whole government of corrupt, lying traitors. That's what I say, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
Say ye? All right. 800-313-9443. As the man says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Margie in Alabama, hello.
Guys. I'm just sitting here crying, and I'm really sorry. Rick, I'm sorry all this has happened to you, and I feel like it's my fault.
Why would it be your fault, Margie?
I should have done something, called more, protested more, done something. I'm hearing these stories, and my heart is really broken. And like I say, I don't mean to cry.
Margie, go ahead.
Go to my website, and there's so much there to be learned about what's, you know, the reason that I did what I did. I positioned myself to exercise constitutional rights so that people like you would see this.
But Rick, the thing is I've known some of this stuff. I mean, I've heard Eustace Mullins. I mean, I've known things, and I didn't do anything about it. And that's why I feel like a lot of this is my fault.
You know what, Margie?
I mean, I have to talk for me.
It's all of our fault.
Margie, it's not too late. It's not too late to get on the horn. You can do it now. You can do it tomorrow. We can get out there, all of us, and do something.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for being there for us, because they take down the strong first, and then they come and get the weak, and I'm just sorry. I wanted you to know that when I've heard your story.
Let's step out now. Let's speak out. America needs to hear this story. They need to speak out.
thank you for being there for us.
Thank you, Margie.
Margie,
God
have a good
you.
Cry. Don't worry.
You. Okay. Good night,
right.
guys.
Thank
night.
You. Nothing wrong with crying, you know, Rick.
Oh, I agree.
Crying is a natural emotion, you know. I mean, I sit up some nights and cry. There's a lot of reasons for crying. And, you know, I think of what this government is doing, what the forces of Satan are doing. But you know what? At the end of that cry, at the end of that cloud, there's a what? A rainbow. And I see Jesus sitting on his throne in judgment. I see him rewarding the just and punishing the wicked. Believe me, you don't want to be in the seat of the wicked, the seat of the scornful.
I'll tell you, Rick, I thank the Lord every night when I say my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him every night for protecting me and protecting my family.
Amen. Amen,
because
Rick.
He's chosen people like me to stand up.
For God and country and family. Absolutely.
And there's
right.
more out there than me. You better
well,
believe it.
You know the problem, Rick? You're right. There's more out there. I believe the majority of people out there are basically good. I believe
they
mean well. But you know what they call it? The silent majority. You know what the silent majority is? Silence isn't golden.
Not anymore.
It's yellow.
Yeah, not anymore.
Silence is
there's
yellow.
There's something on my website called the Patriot A-List.
Mm-hmm.
People need to go there. It's a listing of people who are standing up for America. I think it got started about a year ago, and we've been adding to it and adding to it and adding to it. There's a lot of people that just everyday Americans who have been standing up for America, and they've been doing it with action. And I've got to say that our list is growing. Our list is growing.
I know that. Absolutely. And it better grow exponentially.
Yeah.
We need 10, 20 times the number listening to us, getting out there, doing it from everyone on radio, Alex Jones, John Stadtmiller. We've got them all here. We've got them in your network. We've got patriots everywhere trying to wake the people up.
Well, you know,
believe
we've
me, they better wake up.
We've started something called the Revolutionary Coalition. And I'm going to invite people to go there, too.
Okay.
You've heard about it.
Yeah, well,
We're trying to unite the third parties to form a new super third party to attack these Democrats and Republicans, these two parties that are destroying our country. And it's called the Revolutionary Coalition. We have a website. It's called therevolutionarycoalition.org. You need to go there, folks. You need to go there, and then you need to go and join our forum. It'll tell you how to do it when you get there. And we are uniting Americans. In the last 3 or 4 months, we've put together about 400 Americans who have activists across this country who mm-hmm. are networking across this country, trying to get other people to unite. We have to unite Americans, and we have to do this because this is our last chance to do a political answer, a political solution to mm-hmm. this problem. Because I got to tell you something. The revolution is coming. You better understand that. All of you better understand that.
You see what's going on in Iraq is coming here to America. People had better realize that. It's not thousands of miles away. Soon it will be coming to the streets of America. Shootings, snipings, attacks, bombardment by the government. The same government in Washington that drops 20,000-pound bombs on children in Iraq will do it here someday unless we rout them out.
I'll tell you something. Nazi Germany was destroyed. The German people allowed Nazi Germany to take over, become a fascist police state, just like we have allowed the fascist police state to take over in America.
And they were pikers compared to what we've got in this country.
That's right.
Today.
And
let
we are
you.
Going to pay the price
mm-hmm.
soon.
Right.
And Americans need to understand that. If we don't stop this soon, we are headed down the same pathway as Nazi Germany, and we are going to be destroyed just like the German people were. And they were totally destroyed.
Absolutely terrible. Yeah, all right, we'll be back. Rick Stanley, stay where you are. Randy in Tennessee, Rita in Texas, you'll both be next on Uncensored Radio, Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America. We've got Randy in Texas. Randy, thanks for waiting so long. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick, I'm in a truck going across Tennessee, but I listen to you every night while
Thank
I'm driving.
You. God bless you.
And I'll tell you what, I was a California peace officer for the Department of Corrections for many years. I was a soldier for 9 years, and I've seen the corruption in this government. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Bush has got a boiling volcano on his hands right now, and it's about ready to erupt.
You bet your life.
Up here in Tennessee, we're fighting the illegal Mexican thing right now. They're up here taking our jobs away. They've been holding a lot of rallies up here in Nashville and stuff.
Good.
And I'll tell you what, they're going to pass state laws here. They said if the federal government ain't going to do nothing about it, we're going to impose laws, and we have to make constitutional amendments to stop it. He said they're taking people's jobs up here, and they're about fed up with it.
I'd like to see secession from the Union again. That's what I'd love to see. That would be one big solution to this problem.
Yep. I don't know if you heard or not, but they got a nuclear plant up here in Knoxville. It was just in the newspaper today. They found 12 illegal immigrants who forged documents who were inside that plant.
Is that right?
Right in the front page of the Nashville paper. Oh. I'm like, you know what? There's going to be a civil uprising coming in this country if they don't shut these borders down and
there won't be anything civil about it.
it's going to be a huge uprising, and Americans are angry, and it's absolutely coming.
Yeah. Is that why they have those camps waiting for some people to put them in?
Absolutely.
Those slave camps, Rick Stanley?
The FEMA camps, sure they are. Yeah, mm-hmm. They've been planned for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen your emails on that subject. We talked about it last week, some 600 camps in this country. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, I think once it goes, they're not going to be able to. They, you know, I was down there in that Rodney King thing when it went off down there in L.A., and they thought that was a big deal. They ain't seen nothing yet. I think the people just about had enough of Mr. Bush.
Well, I got to tell you something. The people of America have been pitted against each other for quite some time. The globalists who control our government and control our media have been pitting Americans against each other using race, using sex, using everything at their command. They've been using it to drive a wedge between Americans. I'll tell you something: the black Americans in this country, the Hispanics that are not illegal, the white people in this country, we're all going to get together. And we're figuring out what's going on, and we are not going to accept this. And I've got to tell you, I'm predicting that a revolution is coming to this country, and the people in government are frightened, and they damn well should be.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me, I work with a lot of gangs out there in California, these Mexican gangs, this mm-hmm. Red Conquista,
yes.
and all these gangs that are coming up, they hate us, you know. They're running a lot of people. You know, I'm from the South. I got out of California, come back towards home, and it's getting the same way in the South now.
Well, you know, they tell us that there's probably 7 to 11 illegal aliens in this country. I disagree. I think it's closer to 40 to 50 million.
Oh,
it's
million.
Huge.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I worked in the system, man. You ought to see the prison system in California.
Well, I've been in the prison system, and I know from firsthand experience exactly what you're talking about, are correct.
25% over that, over a quarter of the population, now illegal immigrants.
Well, California's got like 34 prisons, and I think the last I counted, it was like a 35 or 40% mm-hmm. Illegal Mexican population in there.
Well,
you know?
I mean, really, the prisons aren't big enough.
They're going to break us financially is what's going
to
happen.
What I'd like to do, Randy, is take those illegals out, ship them back out of the country from whence they came, and put all these politicians, government officials, bureaucrats, and judges in those prison cells. That's where they belong.
Well, they're diluting America by allowing so many people to come in and steal our heritage and birthright away from us. And that, there's no doubt about it.
Thank you, Randy, for your call.
I was listening earlier today Bush and the Canadian and the Mexican president met down in Texas about this CAFTA and all this stuff here
mm-hmm.
and opening up our borders to where there is no more borders.
No, that's
free
the
trade
plan.
Thing.
That's the
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah. The American people, it's in writing. It's not no theory or people dreaming this up anymore. They're talking about it.
And it's not free trade. The funny thing is, here we are submitting to regional and international government agencies under their authority, superseding our national sovereignty, and they call that freedom. They call that free trade. I mean, it's just Orwellian, to say the least.
Let's lay
out. The people
it's in your
are
face.
Rising up.
Well, we better continue to pray that they do. Thank you, Randy, for your call.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in a bit of Rita here from Texas before the break. Hi, Rita.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'd like to talk to Rick Stanley.
Great.
You know, Mr. Stanley, I totally agree. I've been watching I'm going to call it a tragedy, ever since I became aware of it over the Internet. You're listening to a mother. I have a son up there in Colorado. He had hit all of the Rocky Mountain news back in 1999. He was set up on fabricated drug and weapons charges. There was complete evidence of perjury by law enforcement.
It's happened with thousands and thousands of people all across the country.
That's what I had. That's what I became aware of. I didn't know totally. I mean, I've been a constitutionalist for quite some time.
All right,
Rita.
I'm sorry. Can you hang on, please?
Sure.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back about this story and Rick Stanley, our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and dance.
The nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, uncensored, Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Oh boy, you bet, you bet. Still dancing, playing, swimming, laughing, and giggling, huh? Well, not anymore. Tell your friends to join us on rbnlive.com. I'm Rick Adams. And Rita, you're still with us. You're talking with Rick Stanley about what happened to your son in Colorado.
Well, Rick, he spent almost 5 years in the federal penitentiary. It destroyed his family. It really did a number on myself, my husband, and our family. But one of the things that I am glad to hear about, that I agree with you, and that is I believe that there is a revolution coming. I do not believe that this thing is, I do not believe there's a political solution to this.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that your law enforcement, those that are in government, they are married and they will not betray their dollar, the money that they are receiving in their various positions. I agree that the government officials have got to be afraid. I'm living not too far out of the Austin area, and I mean I'm trying to fight a ticket myself in Austin that was fabricated by a law enforcement official. I think what they do is they do highway robbery. is what they do. But regardless, you know, in your court systems, you go in there, you're treated like a criminal, you go through the x-rays, and it's already a Nazi state. It's not a matter it's becoming, it's already a Nazi mm-hmm. state.
We're in mm-hmm. agreement.
And, I pray that your wife, will stand by you. But the way I look at law enforcement right now, they're all organized crime. When my they kept my son in about 8 months solitary confinement before he pled. He was trying to hang in there. There's a lot of torture that apparently is going in these prison systems. But
sodomy.
I beg your pardon?
Sodomy.
The thing about it is that you may not be aware, but I am aware, there are millions of other Americans who have been victimized by this system that have such contempt for the law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They have contempt for the lawyers. They have contempt also for the military. And it's the young people. So the American Revolution was fought by the young people. And in that revolution, there was a cry, either we will hang together or we will hang separately.
Mm.
And right now what is going on is there's been a lot of hanging separately. And I don't know how much more carnage is going to have to go on before there finally is a resistance. But this is not going to be blown out. This is not going to be voted out. This isn't going to be discussed out. Communism and Nazism and these totalitarian governments were never discussed out of existence.
You're correct.
Do you see what I'm saying?
But at the same time, we are still going to attempt, as a last effort, to try and do a political solution to this through the Revolutionary Coalition. However, and I would urge you to join us anyway, even if you don't believe that it can happen. Because to tell you the truth, I started it.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe it's gonna work either. But we still have to try. So the point that I'm trying to make is, we're going to unite one way or another, whether it's to defend ourselves through a revolution or whether it's to get a political solution. We are going to defend ourselves from this tyranny, this oppression that has erupted in this country, and it has. And all of these people, 20% of America works for the government today. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. At all levels, yeah.
At all levels.
Yeah.
20% of the American people who are working work for the government. Now, that is one out of every five.
Mm-hmm.
Now you understand what we're dealing with.
Well, I hear you, but I prefer for myself because, see, I personally knew Gordon Call. He was a friend of mine back when he was in Midland.
And he was shot dead.
And he was murdered. He was murdered.
Yes, he was.
And so when this happened to my son, I became a lot more aware of how venal and oppressive and corrupted, the whole system is.
Well, there's a tremendous number of people that share your viewpoint out there. Believe me, I talk to many, many people throughout my day, and then I also talk to a lot of people through emails and through phone calls and through letters. And believe me, there is a huge undercurrent in this country that is ready to revolt right now. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is don't lose faith. In other words, this is probably going to happen, and there's nothing that those in government can do about it. It's happening. We just have to spread the word. We just have to keep spreading the
word. Well, I'm continuing to spread the word. Basically, my message is if you don't have a gun, get one, and if you have one, keep your mouth shut, but look to God as to when you're ready, when is the right time to use it, because I firmly believe that the people are going to have to get together. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight. The young people are either going to die in Iraq and
Afghanistan and Syria and Iran, or they're going to die here.
Cannon fodder here.
That's right. I wish you'd gotten out of the country for the sake of your family, because I'm
too late
serious.
Now. They won't let
him travel. They won't even let him leave the country.
Well, I know that. It's coming for all. It's coming for all of us. But anyway, God bless you, Rita.
Thank you, Rita.
I got to tell you something. When the revolution happens, there will be no doubt as to whose side I'll be on.
Oh, you darn right. I'm already looking at who's the constitutionalists and who are the mm-hmm. ones that are, and you know, it's really not going to take a big army to do it anyway, because
no.
if you look at the, if you look at the American Revolution, it was done with guerrilla warfare.
Those that American Revolution, there was these guys wearing these big, red outfits.
That's
you know,
right.
these bright red outfits. Well, I got to tell you, those, bullseyes, are on everybody in the government right now.
I agree with you, Rick.
The rest
if you're
of America,
in the government, you better get out.
Yeah, if you're in the government, you better get out right away because this is coming.
Yep.
And if you are in government, you're driving it. And that's
absolutely.
A fact.
Absolutely.
That's true. God bless you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rita, pistol-packing mama. Yeah, we're dealing, as one man said earlier, we're dealing with pigs, real, live, oinking, filthy pigs, and that's what these people are. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, my producer. God bless him.
That was good.
All right, 800-313-9443 is the number. Uncensored, Radio Free America, no talk program like what you hear right here on RBNLive.com, Republic Broadcasting Network. Ron in California, you're on the program with Rick Stanley.
Hello, Rick. This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
I apologize for not hearing all your story. I didn't get on the radio till later.
That's
all right. You can look it up on the archives tomorrow.
Okay. Well,
and you can also go to my my website. You can go to that interview section at www.stanley2002.org. Go to that interview section. You can listen to it there. You can look at the legal memo in the upper left-hand corner of the website, and all of the legal principles that back up everything that I'm saying. It was all researched by attorney Peter Mankus out of California. I spent $20,000 to pay for it. And let me tell you, it's all there. All the proof, it's all there.
Oh, I don't doubt it for a minute. I've seen the divide and conquer you're talking about, and I believe it.
Oh, sure. I got to tell you something else, too. My case is on appeal. I have been out on appeal bond, and I was just sitting there figuring it out since September, so it's been 9 months. I've been out on appeal bond since that time. My case is at the Colorado Court of Appeals. I was just notified by my lawyer today that they accepted the motion to hold to keep the appeal on hold right now. And I'm going to tell you why. They sent the trial transcripts to us, and over 20 pages were missing, and several pages were garbled. And consequently, what that means is the perjury by Judge Rose and Judge Marshall in those in that particular trial
just wasn't there, huh?
Well, it wasn't there. Imagine that.
Imagine
but guess
that.
What? It was there by Judge Rose in the my sentencing hearing. The perjury was there.
Good.
So now this whole thing is on hold until all of those pages get put back into the transcript. So they've got a dilemma here. The dilemma is they're being found out. We've announced to it that Judge Rose and Judge Marshall purges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden all of this stuff is missing out of the transcripts. Well, I got to tell you, now we have a serious problem, because if these transcripts aren't brought up and made current, this case will get overturned, and they'll have to send it back to that court, and they'll have to try me again.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we want the perjury to go along with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'd like to see these people get brought up for perjury, but I got to tell you something. When an official who works for the government, whether it's a judge or whatever, when they perjure themselves, they're never tried.
I wish I could disagree with you. I was a federal law enforcement officer for 8 years.
I wish you could disagree with me, too.
And I had to leave because they wanted me to be dishonest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, bless you for leaving.
It seems that the honest people who were in the system have all left. They realized that it was wrong, and they stepped out of it.
Actually,
wouldn't it be interesting to see if all of those people in government all of a sudden just decided to stop going to work one day? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Ron, thank you.
And by the way, Ron,
I do have one suggestion for you.
Thank you so much. And I have talked to hundreds of ex-police officers and ex-IRS agents and ex-government officials who have all left for exactly what you're talking about. And thank you for doing so.
Ron, you had a suggestion before you leave?
I have a quick suggestion. Mm-hmm. On your thing as far as the independent parties, I think you just need to, the American people just need to get together on one easy thing. It's that don't vote for a Democrat or Republican.
Well, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to unite the third parties who are willing to defend our God-given, unalienable, constitutionally protected, and guaranteed rights. Now, if we can get those third parties to unite, then we can actually have 60% of America is not a Democrat or Republican.
Yes.
So we can beat them. We can beat them easily. We can have a political solution if we can get the third parties to unite.
And you got to remember one more thing, and that is that we have a dishonest voting process.
I was just going to say, and that's if they're actually counting our votes.
Absolutely, that's the problem.
And they are not. And that's already been proven as well.
Yes, absolutely.
But at the same time, when Americans go to the voting booth and then they can see that 60% of America is not a Democrat or Republican anymore, if we can get all of the non-voters and the independents and the third parties to unite, then it's going to become so obvious that Americans, that probably would spark the revolution.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to run for Congress again next time. So.
Well, please do, and thank you for doing so.
All right, thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
You know, in the film Batman Begins, it shows how corrupt Gotham City was, and of course, Batman knew what he was up against, the district attorney, the mayor, the judges, the politicians bought and paid for. The guy that trained him, his original friend and master, said, "Let's gas the city. There ain't enough good people left." And it reminds me of the scripture.
I've got to tell you, we're not afraid of them. We are not afraid of these people in government.
No,
they think
I know.
We are. But I got to tell you something. There's some of us out here that are not.
No, you've already been in prison. You know what it's like. That has an experience, a lasting mark on you, and you become hardened by it. And you become used to it in one sense, and that once you've tasted of it, you know, you've been released. You're a different man now. You're not the man you were a few years ago, and you're becoming stronger. We all need to do that. All right, Garen in Rhode Island, back home here. Hi, Garen. You're on the program.
Hey, Rick and Rick.
Thank you.
Hey, Garen.
Yeah, Mr. Stanley, I belong to your Revolutionary Coalition.
Thank you, sir.
I read the postings every day. And I have to tell you that you have my support, and you have a lot of people's support out here. You know, what happened to you is obviously wrong. It's an injustice that, you know, will be brought, you know, back to balance someday.
Well, we're exposing them. Because they did this, we are exposing them. Because this is going into every aspect of our lives. This sort of they're using the judicial branch of government at the local level to destroy our rights.
Oh, yeah, well, as I call it, the injustice system.
Yes.
But
you're correct.
Yeah, and but, I mean, the good news is, and I can personally testify to this, is as you said, there are a lot of people who aren't afraid and who do know what's going on to some extent, and really are sick and tired of this. I mean, I'm a veteran. I go to the VA. From veterans going to the VA, I mean, it's not an uncommon thing for veterans to, you know, I mean, they've seen what their government has done to them.
Oh, they're angry. They've been screwed.
Oh, yeah, they've been screwed over. All the lies they were told. From there to, I mean, I'm still a pretty young guy. I have friends in the 30s, 20s. I mean, one of my friends who's in his 20s worked at Federal Express, and he said, like, everyone he worked down with, all they talk about was this type of thing, the New World Order. They listen to, you know, Alex Jones and these types of things. And there are a lot of people who know what's going on. You know, these politicians are afraid. If you saw Lee Hamilton on C-SPAN that day, I saw the look of fear in his eyes when he got all those calls talking about, you know, 9/11 and, you know, David Ray Griffin and all that. You could see the fear on his face, and these people do have fear in their hearts.
Yes. 5 years ago, when I decided to go public with my activism, I got into it 9 years ago in my mind, but 5 years ago I decided to go public with it, and 5 years ago hardly anybody knew anything. Today, 5 years later, it's amazing how many people out there know what's going on. And so we are having an effect. The education process that we are putting out to America is taking hold, and we are going to win this battle.
Oh, yeah. It is, the movement's exploding, and we will win. Even one of my friends who runs a gun shop, I started talking to him about this thing, and, you know, he had some basic mentality of, you know, he didn't really like the government. But then one day, you know, I slipped him a copy of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and now he has, he has a total change of mind. And he right. even says now, he says, when the day comes, you know, I'm just, I have my arsenal here, and I'm going to open it up to the, you know, the freedom, you know, people who are on the side of freedom and truth, and, you know, that's what he's ready to do.
All well, I got to right. tell you, my arsenal is no longer here because, you know, they've got me as a two-time felon now. But I got to tell you, I know where to get it.
Good
that's
for you.
Right, brother.
Hey, all right. Darren, thank you. Darren,
thank you.
You'll be on my show Friday night, too, to talk about more issues. All right. Rick Adams, Rick Stanley, we'll be right back with your calls.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Yeah, that Rick Adams doesn't belong on the radio. He should be kicking off. He's attacking the politicians and our leaders. What's the matter with him? He's a troublemaker and a terrorist.
That's right. Well, that day will come, probably. I'm telling you, if we don't speak out and act out now, you know what'll happen. Rick Adams with you. Rick Stanley, my guest for the past 2 hours. And we're going to go back to the phones now. And 800-313-9443. Only have about 4 minutes left in tonight's show, so let's make it quick. Get right to your point, and let's say hello to Doug in Texas. Hi, Doug. You're on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick and Rick. Mr. Stanley, we have mutual friends, and the people that were with you when they did the little SWAT raid on you and everything, they're very good friends of mine.
Good friends of mine.
And, you know, the only thing, you know, I know you're 100% in the right about all of this. The only thing I question the wisdom of having a bar card, you know, guy working for me when he's on the same team as all the other fellow bar card holders. How do you feel about that?
I'll tell you what, it's Doug, right?
Right.
Doug, I fought these people with lawyers. I fought them without lawyers. In court, I've never won. Period. I've got to tell you something, that it doesn't really matter. When you're fighting in their playground, in their unconstitutional injustice system, you're going to lose. If they've decided that you're going to lose, it doesn't matter if you're going to have a lawyer or not. At this point, with me being on appeal, I've got probably the state's top appeal lawyer. His firm is the firm that handled the Kobe Bryant case up in Vail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And these people they're really good. When you go to court, if you don't have someone that knows all the tricks, and when you're dealing with an appeal, if you don't have someone that knows all of their tricks, you're dead meat. It's just that simple. Now, I may be dead meat anyway, but my point will be made.
Okay, Doug, I got to move along. One more call.
Thank you, Doug.
Clinton in
Good
Wisconsin.
Point,
hi, you're on the air, Clinton. Are you there? Did you hang up? Couldn't wait. Okay, that's fine. Let's wrap up, Rick, because we're out of time. And really, this has been a fascinating 2 hours again. I thank you for being with us. Your website again, rickstanley2000.org, right?
No, it's www.stanley2002.org.
Right.
And I would like to invite people to go to the Revolutionary Coalition. It's www.therevolutionarycoalition.org and join our forum. It's important that people unite with us.
Okay, very good. Rick Stanley, you have been superb as usual. We love having you on. Don't be a stranger. Come
Rick,
back.
Rick, anytime you want me on, you just give me a call. I'll be happy to come on.
Good, and let's keep up the fight, brother. And keep praying to God the Father, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Rick Stanley. God
Thank
bless
you, Rick.
You, too.
Keep up
and
the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God willing, we will. Let's keep together and keep the faith. Good will triumph over evil. Back again tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern. Good night, Rick Adams.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road,
Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.